Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, an exciting broadcast where we sing and pray and read some things from the Word of God. And all the saints that are gathered in, we just lift our voices in praise, and we lift our faith to God, and we just worship Him together. It's a great time. Join with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you. I sure enjoy coming to you each broadcast. We've been doing this a long time, and it never gets old and it never gets tiring, but the Lord just keeps it bubbling up in our soul. And I know many of you wait for the broadcast to come on the radio. Some of you even go to the website ahead of time. I have one listener that oftentimes will listen to all week's broadcasts in one day because I load them usually on a Saturday. But however you do it, we're glad that you can worship the Lord with us. And the website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. If you miss the broadcast time or it's inconvenient or for whatever reason, you can go to click listen online, select the date, and worship with us there. And if you'd like to download the program and keep it for yourself, all you got to do is just follow the prompts there where it says download. All right, I'll give you some contact information shortly, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 2 Chronicles 14:11. He says, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against the multitude, O Lord. Thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. Praise the Lord. The writer praying there and thanking the Lord for His strength and not wanting anything to prevail over God. Our Lord reigns. Let's sing together. Let's take a holiness hymns and let's turn to page 308. Hallelujah. Let's sing, Look to the Lamb of God. Here's some great advice. You need to take this advice. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He who redeemed you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail, look to the Lamb of God. You in His strength shall over all prevail. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
As the way seemed long, look to the Lamb of God. His love will cheer and fill your heart with song. Look to the Lamb of God. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. Enjoy your sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to the Lamb of God. Oh, sing it now. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For he alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
I like that line that says, for he alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, we've got about 8 or 9 minutes left in this broadcast. You today could repent of your sins, make one prayer, confess your sins to the Lord, and ask for forgiveness. And in the next 10 minutes or less, your life can be changed. You can go from sinfulness to salvation. You can go from headed for a devil's hell to headed to heaven. Do you know it only takes one prayer? You can be one step from God, or you can be a million steps from God, but one prayer will get you back to Jesus. The Lord's not interested in where you've been or how long you've been gone. He's just interested in you coming back home. Hallelujah. You know, when the prodigal son came back home, the father saw him and ran out and kissed him and fell on his neck and hugged him. He didn't ask him a bunch of questions about where he'd been or how what he'd spent his money on it or how come he had done it or any of that. He was just glad the boy was home. And the Lord's interested in you coming home. Hallelujah. He's not going to ask you 4011 questions. He's just interested in you coming back home. And if you give your heart and life to Jesus, and all people are interested in is where you've been and what you've done and the fact that you were backslid or you never were saved, and they know about your life, if that's all that's on their mind, then they've got a problem and they need to repent. No matter what, you celebrate the fact and you worship the Lord and you thank the Lord that he has saved you and you're not in sin any longer. Let's go to the precious promise today. Psalms 19, beginning with verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful today that we can look at the heavens and they declare the glory of God. And Lord, we can look at the firmament and we can see your handiwork. We're just so thankful today, Father, for all the ways you manifest yourself to us. We know that no man has ever seen God and lived, but the time is coming in eternity, Lord, when we'll be able to view you and see you as you really are. Have your way in this service today. Speak to hearts. May this be the day that someone finds his or her reason to pray. Lord, someone will repent of their sins now. And I know, Lord, you're willing to hear that one prayer. You're willing to forgive them. You're more willing to save them than they are to be saved. But Lord, create a hunger in their heart and let today be the day. Minister to every need being prayed about now, being lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. I feel the presence of the Lord.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
Something wonderful, wonderful it is to me. And I'll give you the contact information at the end of the broadcast. Here's one entitled The Holy Ghost Revival. Praise the Lord. Church has learned to make things happen on the natural side, but all our buildings and our programs have not turned the tide. This is warfare, and our weapons, faith, the word, and love, just need a fresh anointing from above. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, touching me,
touching me,
touching you,
touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord, our souls renew. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you like to have a Holy Ghost heaven sent revival? If you want the power God has promised at the last, we won't find it stirring in the ashes of the past. There's a new day dawning, pray and lift up holy hands. Revival fires will sweep across the land. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, touching me,
touching me,
and touching you,
touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord, our souls renew. Listen to this. If we want the power God has promised at the last, we won't find it stirring in the ashes of the past. There's a new day dawning, pray and lift up holy hands. Revival fires will sweep across the land. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, touching me and touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord, our souls renew. Oh, sing it now. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, touching me and touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration, Holy Ghost revival. Send it, Lord, our souls renew. Wow, praise the Lord. You can't sing that without wanting a heaven sent Holy Ghost revival. That'll get your soul stirred up and the fire burning. Thank you for contacting us and let us know you're there for worshiping with us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and you contribute with your debit or credit card if you want to click donate on the front page. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival, touching me,
touching me,
and touching you.
Touching.